Hi guys, Johnny here, and today we're doing our very first iPhone 5S tutorial slash review. Today's video, or well, soundbite, will cover the fingerprint recognition system in the iPhone 5S, and show you a few things you can do with it. Let's get started. So, the first thing I would like to cover is the way I unlock my phone now. Before, it was the press that power button, swipe across, put in your 4-digit password, you were in. Now, it's press down the power button, if you want, and then put your finger on the home button to unlock your phone. Or, just put your finger on the home button and press down for around 1 second, and your phone will unlock. Another cool thing to do with the fingerprint scanning function on your iPhone is to, another handy function is, when you're installing apps, if you have enabled fingerprint scanning in this section, you will be able to bypass the input of your Apple ID password. Now, what many people have said to me is, isn't it insecure? Can't other people do? Just put anyone's finger on it and it'll unlock. Well, no. I have tested it with several people, and it doesn't even work with my fingers, my other fingers. And therefore, I have deemed this method of unlocking your phone and confirming app downloads, free app downloads, by the way. You do still have to put your password in for paid app downloads, I believe, as very secure. This is a secure way of unlocking your phone. And I would highly recommend using it if you do have the fortune of owning an iOS 5. iOS 7, iPhone 5S, which of course you would if you had an iPhone 5S, I would imagine. There is one thing I would like to add to this tutorial, which is what I would like to see added to the functionality of this button in the future, and that is the functionality of just removing the press down home button altogether, and having the fingerprint scanner as the main return home button, so that there are a limit in moving parts on your iPhone even further than there already are. This would be very helpful for me at the moment. However, I would say it would have to be after a certain delay, so you didn't exactly accidentally return home all the time. So, for example, now while recording this, I've accidentally pressed the button 3 or 4 times, and obviously it's not returned home. Whereas if there was no timer on the button, if the functionality was added, it would have returned me home, and I would have had to have stopped this recording. However, thanks for watching today, guys. Please leave some feedback on this tutorial and see whether you would like to see further tutorials in the future. And bye bye.